Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, I bind up phone voids in the name of Jesus. Of course, I take authority over this line right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, I thank you today for what you're doing and what you're going to do. I bless your holy name. I praise you today, Father God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Mokoshe bakade eko de di 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 akashe de 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 kohoye de di 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 di. Father, I thank you for your holy presence. I thank you, Father God, that you, Mokoshe baka, never leave us. You never forsake us. You're always here with us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you today for everyone coming on, boys to men, girls to ladies. In the name of Jesus, everyone that you chose, oh God, I thank you, Father God, for coming in mightily, oh God. Have your way today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I humble myself before you, Father God. You are your majesty. You are the King of kings. You are the Almighty. You are the Most High God. And I honor you today. I honor your holy presence, oh Lord Jesus. We thank you, oh God. I thank you that you are Mokoshe Baka in the heavens and on the earth. There's no place that you are not. You're everywhere all at the same time. And I thank you for your presence today. Father, I thank you for the children in Jacksonville, the children in Kalamazoo, the children in California, every city, every state. I cover the children by the blood of Jesus. I thank you that no weapon that is formed against our children will prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that you are great and greatly to be praised. I thank you in the name of Jesus that you come on with us on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies on a weekly basis, oh God. And Father God, we thank you for your precious love, oh God. We thank you for Jesus who died for us, who rose for us, who sits next to you, who intercedes on our behalf, who stands in the gap for us, oh God. And Father, I thank you that he loves children. And he said, let the children come unto him, for such is the kingdom of heaven, oh God, and do not forbid them, oh God. So Father God, we bring the children before you today, oh Lord Jesus, and we thank you for keeping them in the palm of your almighty hand. We thank you for being our children's refuge. We thank you for being a hiding place for our children. We thank you for our children being close to you, Father God. Mokoshe baka, being obedient to you, Father God. Listening to your voice, oh God. I thank you that they will not hear another voice. We bind the Rabshakeh that would try to speak into our children's ears things that are not Mokoshe of you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you that they will hear your voice and another voice our children will not hear. They will obey your voice only, O God. I thank you for longevity for our children, O God. They should live out all of their days and fulfill the purpose that you put within them. Mokoshe Bakade. And Father God, as I pray this prayer for the next generation from Apostle Kim's book, Prayers That Bring Change, I thank you for hearing. I thank you for answering in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I lift up the next generation before you. I bind the spirit of the Cosmocrator, O God. I come against the spirit that would put the spotlight on the world to make it appear more beautiful and dazzling than it really is. I declare this spirit has been bound and rendered weak and powerless. I declare that the generation that is being birthed will Mokoshe Baka have a thirst and a hunger for the things of God. I release prayer warriors in the elementary schools, middle schools, high schools, and colleges. I release your anointing, Father God, to the technical colleges, beauty schools, and all places of training and education for our children. Father God, I thank you for anointing young people to represent you in the marketplaces, Hollywood, the political arenas, professional athletes, and other industries of influence in the lives of young people. Mokoshe Bakade, I break the curse of the fatherless generation. Jesus, I thank you for the Mokoshe Bakade Ekorididiaka, for the spirit of the father being released in this nation. I bind every foul spirit of abortion. Deal with the powers that be concerning the innocent bloodshed in our land, O God. Lord, let every snare, wicked plan, and evil device set against the unborn be broken now in the name of the Lord. The devices set against the children from the womb to college are broken now in the name of Jesus. I bind every perverse spirit that will come against Mokoshe Baka, our children. Incubus and succubus, masturbation, homosexuality, pornography, incest, molestation, rape, and other sexual crimes or spirits of violation. You will not steal the purity of our children. We decree and declare that every wicked imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of God is stricken to the ground and destroyed. We declare that young people will walk in their portion and not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. No longer shall peer pressure plague and pull Mokoshe Baka down the young people. They shall shine as light on the top of a hill that draws others into the kingdom. God, your word says that if you'll be lifted up, all men will be drawn unto you. I declare that the next generation will lift you up, Mokoshe Bakade, on a daily basis. I speak the boldness of the Holy Ghost to young men and young women to speak the commandments of the Lord and walk in a fierce obedience to God. They shall prophesy with precision, teach with accuracy, lead the apostolic authority, win souls with the fire of evangelism, to be shepherds with herds to feed the sheep. They will go to bed with the hunger of the Lord in their bellies and wake up with the thirst of God in their mouths. Mokoridirabakashe, all generational curses are broken from our children. The blessings and anointing of the Lord are permeating and spreading throughout the bloodline of the next generation. Mokoridiria, their home shall be places of peace. They will inhabit, inherit, and possess the land. Curses of the economy from this generation shall not plague Mokoshe, the next generation. The spirit of good stewardship is the portion of the next generation. I declare that slothfulness and laziness cannot thrive in our young people who will run our nation tomorrow. Mokoshe Baka, they shall have good success and not fail. 1,000 shall fall at their side and 10,000 at the other. But no harm shall come near their dwellings of the next generation. Mokoshe, rebellion and rejection, Mokoshe, are broken off of our children. They are displaced by the spirit of meekness and truth. Faith and joy are released to the next carriers of the torch of the land. Mokoshe Bakade, I call forth psalmists, musicians, intercessors, missionaries, preachers, authors, marketplace, apostles, ministry teams, and financiers to support the vision of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I bind the spirit that will cause young people to tattoo and pierce their bodies. I bind suicide, alcohol, and drug use. Every door to the demonic is closed through music, movies, video games, and internet. Demons released through MySpace, Facebook, and all other modes of transportation for demons on the internet, airway, are bound. I bind up all subliminal meaning of www, which means 666, and I bind the beast of the internet. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I know that many good things on the internet, Mokoshe Baka, happen. I know that many good things happen on the internet in your name. But the powers of the accursed things that flow into the lives of our children are broken. In the name of Jesus, every spirit of idolatry released to seduce the next generation is broken. The covenant operations of the covert operations of devil worshipers, the five percenters, Mokoshe fraternities and sororities, Masons, Shriners, Skinheads, Black Panthers, and the new Black Panthers, street gangs, and all organizations that have negative influence on the young people are bound and blocked. I pull down the strongholds and images of the world, Mokoshe, released by the movie industry, television, and the media. The spirits of the meds is bound and cannot control the mind of this next generation through secular humanism, the New Age movement, Scientology, and other movements that promote values that do not line up with holiness and right standing with Christ. Father, let our children be focused and steadfast on you. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, Father, we agree with your plan. We thank you today in the name of Jesus for everything that you're doing on our children's behalf. Well, good evening. We're so happy you joined us on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. Today is March the 15th, 2012. I'm your host, Sister G, also known as Caritha Gantlin. It is always a day given as a blessing by our Father to bless, praise, and honor him. So I thank the Lord today for his holy presence. I thank the Lord today for what he's doing in each one of us. We adore our God. He is the great King. He is the Lord of Lords, and he is our shepherd. We rejoice today because he is good and greatly to be praised. We meet today to give our King of Kings glory and honor. He is the Most High God and deserves honor, 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 and more honor. Honor, honor, and more honor our King deserves. And I thank God this afternoon for each of you. I want to give him honor. And I pray that you join me in the morning, honor in the afternoon, and honor in the evening. Remember, he is our creator. Let's choose him as Lord today and every day. So we are so grateful today that you joined us, and we have Lamaya with us. Good afternoon, Lamaya. How are you?
Good.
All right, girl. Is Diamond and her brother with you today?
No.
Okay. Well, do you have your Bible out?
Yes.
All right. Can you tell me what our foundation scripture is? I'm sorry, I can't hear you, baby. You moved away from the phone.
Okay. Is this better?
It's 1 Corinthians. You remember 1 Corinthians? What chapter?
Verse 13.
All right, chapter 13, verse 11. Very good, Lamar, you got an excellent memory. All right, you want to turn there?
Yes. Yes.
All right. Turn to that scripture for me. Let me know when you get it.
Okay.
1 Corinthians 13, 11. We are so happy you came on today, Lamaya. I missed you, girl.
Thank you.
First Corinthians 13, 11. Remember how it begins, Lamaya?
Yes.
You want to quote it?
When I was a child, I think as a child. But when I...
All right, you're close. Go ahead and find it. Look in the table of contents and then go ahead and find it. Yep, you're getting real close. All right, read it for us. First Corinthians.
I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. When I became a man, I put away childish things.
All right. So what word can we put in where it says man?
Woman.
Woman or adult. Very good. All right, Lamaya, how many parts does the Bible have?
Two.
Two parts. What are they?
The Old Testament and the New Testament.
Old Testament and the New Testament. So what book or what part of the Bible is 1 Corinthians in? Old or new?
The New Testament.
New. Very good. In the New Testament. All right, well. You are so right, young lady, as usual. You are brilliant. How's school, Lamaya?
It's good.
It's going good?
Yes.
All right. So are you all on spring break yet in Michigan?
Not yet.
When's your spring break coming up?
Next week.
Wow. Whoa. You coming to visit me, girl?
Yes, I would try.
That sounds good, huh? You come to Florida, we'll go to the beach, girl.
I will like
they
that.
Have saltwater beach. If you put your hand in the water and taste a little of it, it is so salty. Ooh, it is 80 degrees. I think it's about 82 degrees here. Is it snow on the ground in Kalamazoo?
No.
No. It's warm?
Yes.
Oh, good.
This
Very
is the
good.
Hottest it's ever been down here.
What? In March, huh?
Yes.
No, it's unusual weather. But I thank God I'm not complaining. Are you?
No.
No, me either, girl. Well, listen.
I actually adapt to all types of weather.
Oh, yes. I know. Coming from Michigan, y'all have to because it may be, what? What's some of the low temperatures y'all get there?
20 degrees.
And even below zero, because when I used to live in Kalamazoo, it used to get like zero, 10 below. I'm like, woo! They kind of call off school, though, when it gets really, you know, kind of low. Yep, but did y'all get to build a snowman this year? It wasn't much snow, huh?
No.
No.
I built one, but we made snow angels.
All right. Well, how's Diamond and her brother?
They're good. Diamond just had a birthday.
Who did?
Diamond.
Oh, she did? How old did she turn?
She's 10 now.
All right. Well, Lamaya, if you come on next week, can you play your instrument for us, the bass?
Yes.
Or if you feel like you could play it today, you could play it a little bit later in the show. How's that? Not today, huh?
I could.
It's up to you now. I don't want you to do if you don't feel up to it. You feel like playing it?
Yeah, I could play it.
All right. You go ahead and get it ready while I'm doing some of the show. I'm going to read some scriptures, okay?
Okay.
Just let me know when you get ready.
Okay. I'm going to play one of my festival pieces, too.
One of your what?
My festival pieces.
All right, let me know when you get ready.
Okay, hold on one moment.
All right, okay, go ahead. All right, well, today we acknowledge Father God, and as she's getting ready, I want to go over our foundation scripture again with you. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became an adult, I put away childish things. Now, I want to share some things with you. You know, on, you know, meet young people, you know, it's great to be young, but it's also good to be knowledgeable when you're young. You know, we want our children to be knowledgeable, and we want our children not to be caught in the snares of this world. Don't forget, just remind me, just remind me, baby, when you come back. All right, Psalms 119. This is talking about the truth to be kept in mind by our young people. You know, we have to constantly remind our young people, and Solomon constantly reminded his son. He constantly reminded his children over and over. over and over in the Bible. Now, Psalms 119:9 says, withal shall a young man cleanse his way by taking heed thereunto to the word. And, you know, that talks about a clean life. How do we get a clean life? By, you know, yielding to Father God, being obedient to him, and taking heed to his word, obeying his word. The certainty of the day of reckoning. Ecclesiastes 11:9. Rejoice, O man, in thy youth, and let thy heart cheer thee with the days of thy youth, and walk in the ways of thine heart, and in the sight of thine eyes. But know thou that all these things God will bring thee into judgment. The value of restraint. You know, we all have to learn restraint. We all have to be self-disciplined. Restraint. We all have to depend upon God to help us. Lamentations 3:20 says, it is good for a man that he bear the yoke in his youth. You know, youth have burdens. They have burdens just like adults do. So it's good for them to bear those burdens while they're young. So when they get older, they'll be strong and they'll know how to live life and not yield to the enemy. The power of personal influence. I know when I was growing up, I had an influence in my life, peer pressure. 1 Timothy 4:12 tells us how to handle it. Let no man despise your youth, but be an example to the believers. This is what Paul was telling Timothy. Now, this is how he said, be an example. In the words you speak, in your conversation, and in your love, in your spirit, in your faith, and in your purity. That's how you live. All right. Soberness is better than frivolity. Titus 2:6 says, young men likewise exhort to be sober-minded. In other words, use good judgment. You back, LaMaya? All right, she's still working on getting that instrument together for us. Now, Titus 2:7 says, in all things show thyself a pattern of good works. In doctrine show uncorruptibleness, gravity, and sincerity. Moral strength is mightier than physical strength. Proverbs 2:29 says, the glory of men is their strength, and the beauty of old men is their gray hair. Their gray hair. So I thank God for the gray hair that he's given me. 1 John 2:13. I write unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because you have known the Father. 1 John 2:14. I have written unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, and this is young women also, because you are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. So our children are strong in the Lord, and we have to keep praying for them that they will continue to be strong in the Lord. You know, we want our children to grow up being spiritually strong as well as physically strong. Because when they're spiritually strong, they're able to overcome the obstacles of life through prayer, through obedience to God, through listening to the Most High God. You know, Samuel, a young man in the Bible, heard God's voice as a child. As a child, he heard God's voice. But guess what? He had a praying mother and a praying father, and they worshiped God, and they taught him the ways of God. And then his mother had made a vow to God. So she kept her vow that she made to God to give him back to God. So we have to give our children back to God. And I'm not saying we have to send them off someplace. We can dedicate them to God and they can still live at home. All right, our foundation scripture again, 1 Corinthians 13:11, when I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. As our children grow up, they mature spiritually, physically, mentally, as well as emotionally. We expect our children to grow from infancy, then to toddlers, then to children, then to youth. And when they are left to raise themselves to do what they want to do, when they want to do it, they usually miss some stages of their growth. If they're 10 years old and still falling out on the floor, and they can't have their when they can't have their way, they miss learning and growing in maturity during the toddler years. When they are 15 and still sucking their finger, they may have missed some form of nurturing from their parents. That's called call for holding, rocking, being available to help them feel secure. So we want to, you know, give our children security, not keep them, you know, immature. And what can help our children grow up? Lamaya, you back? Okay, she didn't come back yet. What can help our children grow up? You know what helps our children? The same thing helps us, responsibility. Responsibility can help you grow up. It'll help our children grow up. When we teach them to be responsible for cleaning their rooms, the bathrooms, the kitchen, help make the grocery list, go shopping, help with the cleaning the car inside and out. You know, they ride in the car. Why can't they clean it? They use the bathroom. Why can't they clean it? They use the kitchen. Why can't they clean it? They sleep in their bed. They stay in there. They use a computer. So they can clean. They can be responsible. Without responsibility, our children become irresponsible, and they have difficulty in life. So to help them mature, we have to say, okay, even when they're little, they're two, one or two, they got toys all over the floor. You put the toy in their hand, and you walk them to the toy box, and you teach them how to drop it in there. Then you get the next toy, you walk them to the toy box and let them drop it in there. And then in their room, they take their shoes off, you put their shoes in their hands until they can hold their shoes in their hands. And then that's how you start teaching them responsibility when they're young, when they're little bitty things. And then when they grow up, they'll love to work. You know, we operate that, you know, our children have a work spirit. Good work ethic. So when they grow up, they'll be, you know, I've known children to be volunteers in hospitals, and they'll go and volunteer in there and help out in the hospital while they're young people. I think they have to be a certain age, like 16 or 14 or whatever like that. But they do, you know, they are in there. Angela, you can dial the number 619-789-4313. That's how you can get on. I'm on the radio now, 619-789-4313. You can dial that number and be on live with us now. I sent you the text earlier, so pull up the text and just look at the phone number. All right. All right. So that was one of my friends I've known for probably 35 years. She wants to get on the radio. But anyway, Lamaya, you back?
Yes.
All right. You ready to play?
Yes. I'm going to play one of my festival pieces. We're having a festival this Saturday.
Okay, good.
It's for our orchestra, so I'm going to play one of the pieces, give you a sample of what I'm going to be playing at the school.
All right, I'm ready. How's your mom?
She's good. She's right here.
Give her a hug for me till I miss her.
Okay. I miss you, too. I love you.
Love you, too. All right, go ahead, Lamaya.
Thank you.
that was beautiful. I have a friend of mine on from the Louisiana area. How you doing, my sister? How you doing, Miss Germany?
Yes, I'm here, and I'm doing just fine. Thank you, and how are you today?
Doing great. So just keep listening. We're moving right along.
Well, that was great music I just heard.
Wasn't that great? That's LaMaya.
Yes.
She's in Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Thank you.
And she's playing a bass.
Yeah, she's playing a bass.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Wasn't that beautiful?
Yes.
How old
is she?
LaMaya, tell her how old you are.
I'm 13.
13.
Jeez.
All right, so keep listening, Angela. We're going to give you a chance to talk again in a few minutes, okay?
Okie dokie.
Just listen. All right.
Will do.
So we're talking about our children being responsible. So I thank God for, you know, the time that parents take with the children to listen to their children. You know, we got to listen to them as well. And our children are wise also, and they can help us in ways that we don't even know about. So, you know, many times God speaks to our children, so we have to listen to our children. You know, we don't need to preach or fuss. We have to develop a relationship with them. And that is very, very important that we develop a relationship with our children. And then, you know, we sit and talk with them. That's one thing about LaMaya and her mother. They have a relationship with each other. They sit and talk to one another, and they pray together. LaMaya?
Yes?
Oh, okay. LaMaya, in a few minutes, can you say a prayer for families?
Yes.
Okay, so just keep hanging on. I'm calling you again in about 5 minutes or less to say a prayer for the families today, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you. Hold on. So as we listen to our children, let's try to understand what they're saying and not always disagree with our children, but just, you know, listen to what they have to say. You know, we were young once, and people listened to us, so give them a chance. Don't shoot your children down. You know, start a conversation with them. You say, well, you know, how was your day? It was okay. You know, learn how to really get them to open up and talk to you, to have a conversation with you. And, you know, we don't want to raise strangers in our home. You know, check your children's text messages and, you know, make sure they're not sex texting and doing, you know, things that were displeasing to God or on the emails or on their cell phones. We have to guard our children. You know, our parents guarded us. That's why we're still living today. If our parents hadn't guarded us, we would not be here, or the neighbors hadn't guarded us, or the church family hadn't guarded us. But that's why we're here today. So we thank God for the gifts that he's given us. We have to guard our gifts. Visit your children's school. Go to, you know, their teachers, their counselors, and find out how they're doing and get the, you know, the report on them. And my mother just used to show up at school sometime. I think she's gone to work, and she show up, and she said, well, I'm Miss Gantling. I'm, you know, Caritha's mother. She's never been a problem, but if she ever is a problem, let me know. So I thank God for my mother coming up to the school and getting to know my teachers. And we didn't have a telephone, so she says, listen, send me a note. If she acts up or if there's any problem, anything you want me to know, she'll bring it to me. And trust me, I didn't like the belt, so you knew I was going to go home, take that note home. But thank God I never had to get a bad note from school. So I thank the Lord for that. And, you know, the other thing we have to do is feed our children healthy food. Have you seen that commercial where the children are, they got holes through their bodies and the adults got bigger holes and they have to be filled up with vitamins? A lot of times we feed our children fast food, junk food. We don't want to feed them that. No candy for breakfast, sweet stuff all day long. No wonder they can't think well. No wonder they can't, you know, they run it by the time they get home. They can't be responsible. They're too tired to wash the dishes. They're too tired to sweep the floor. Their energy level ran down by 10 o'clock in the morning. So feed them healthy food. Feed them the food that God made, apples and bananas and cherries and plums and grapes. Replace all them honey buns and replace all of those cookies and you know, those, now, you know, I ain't going to say I don't like it, but I have to discipline myself not to have that, all the ice cream and all that sugary stuff. It sort of slows our children down. You know, for veggies, you can give them carrots and celery and broccoli and greens, and you can also give them nuts with no sugar and no salt, walnuts, pecans. I don't know about you, but I love to eat nuts. You can give them all kinds of good food. So there's a lot that we can feed our children without, you know, harming their bodies. There's another commercial that come on. The young man have on look like big old iron on his feet. He's walking through the school. He can barely make it. And, you know, that's how our kids get. Their health get run down if we don't feed them. You know, if we always run to McDonald's, we always run to Burger King or all these fast food places, all that is a filler for the stomach. No health coming out of it. No vitamins, no minerals, et cetera. So, you know, it takes time to fix healthy meals. I know my parents used to get up in the morning, fix grits and eggs and bacon and toast, and on Sundays sometimes we'd have pancakes and, you know, hot biscuits and, you know, the works. And then we'd have greens, collard greens and sweet potatoes and, you know, chicken and, you know, beans. And I used to shell peas. I said, Mom, I'm tired of shelling peas. But it was healthy food. So it takes time. But you know what? We don't want to have to be always at the doctor. Every time they sneeze it, throat sore, coughing. You know, our parents took time to give us healthy food. Study the book of Daniel. Daniel 1, where he talks about, you know, he went to the king's palace, and they wanted him to drink the wine and eat the rich food. But he made a vow that he said, listen, give me 10 days, and my friends, my three friends, give us 10 days, and let us eat healthy food. They called it pulse. And what they ate was fruit and vegetables. They didn't eat all that rich food that the kings. And in 10 days, there was a difference. They were stronger. They could interpret dreams and visions. And they were very sharp. I mean, they were sharp in school. They made grades high above the other young men. So pretty soon, they changed all of their diets. So try it. Now, we've been studying the book of Proverbs in the Old Testament, and that Solomon wrote in Proverbs. We studied chapters 1 through 5, but today we're going to be studying chapter 5, starting about verse 11 or so. So Lamaya is going to say a prayer for families right now. This girl is a prayer warrior. She's 13, but I thank the Lord that she has a praying mother who has taught her how to pray. So, Lamaya, you ready to say a prayer for families today?
Yes.
All right. Go ahead.
Okay. Father God, I just ask that you just watch over anybody that may be on today. I ask that you just watch over any family members that are sick or ill. I ask that you just heal them. Keep your arms and protection around them. Teach them to follow the word and to want to learn more and get to know you better. I just ask that you just strengthen our relationship with you. I just ask that you keep the family together. Help them be able to come together and be able to speak, have heart-to-heart talks. And not have any jealousy, deception, anything that may cause chaos or destruction in a family's bond. I ask that you just break any burials that may cause a division in the family. I just ask that you just keep their mind on the right path and let them to keep walking in the right area. I ask that you just watch over anybody that may have issues with the past. I just ask that you just help them to be able to have family members to talk to or turn to when they're in need of some help or counseling. And I ask that you just bind up any titles people put on others. And I ask that you just fill the spot that in people's hearts to make them nicer towards each other and have a right mindset and mentality towards each other. I ask that you just help them to strengthen their bond with each other, help them be an unbreakable chain. I ask that you just help them to be able to spread life to others, not death. I ask that you just let them be able to lift each other up and be able to encourage them and let them each have confidence in being themselves. I ask that you just bless them with the mindset to minister to others and to help others and to want to help people that are in need or in need of any family. And I just ask that you just help them in everything that they do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Woo, that was a powerful prayer, Lamaya. I thank God for you. Oh, that was awesome. I tell you what, children can pray. I thank God for children's prayers. Amen, amen. So
amen.
From the book of Proverbs, and Solomon had been teaching his son wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And he reminds his son over and over and over and over. So what does that tell us today? We must teach our children over and over and over and give them stern warnings like Solomon did, not to go the way of the enemy, but to go God's ways. Now, you know, there's a scripture that says, train up a child in the way that they should go, when they're old, they won't depart from it. And so, you know, just like the children of old in the Bible, many of them, Joseph was faithful all the days of his life. There are many children in the Bible. Joseph was faithful. There are many children who were faithful all the days of their lives. Daniel, faithful to God all the days of his life. So we thank God that our children can be faithful to God. I didn't say they were going to be perfect. They'll make mistakes, but at least they are holding on to God's unchanging hand and doing what pleases God, what God wants them to do. Now, you know, in Deuteronomy 6, you know, the Bible tells us don't neglect to teach our children. Deuteronomy 6, 6 through 9 says, teach them in the morning when they get up until they go to bed at night. Now, you know, our children are quite, they are brilliant and they are very creative. So we have to be creative like our children and find creative ways to teach them about God. You can teach them on the internet. You can teach them to make, maybe you can create a game, you and your child, and have the game published. You can teach them, you know, from the TV. And I tell you, a friend called me the other day, and they were saying, you know, that they were watching some cartoons. And they were so amazed that the cartoon was so brutal. And so violent, just violent and full of evil things. So we have to be careful today at, you know, what our children watch. You know, sometimes our children have nightmares because of these things they watch on TV or you know, fearful things come up. So we want to be careful. And also, you know, in Proverbs 22:6, it says, train up a child in the way that he should go. When he's old, he won't depart from it. So when you see, when your children see you listening to the elders, the older people, and they will begin to respect the older people. Whatever your children see you do, more than likely they're going to do. You know, there used to be a saying that don't do what I do, do what I say. That does not work. Trust me. So when they see you read the Bible, even young children. I've seen young children, Bible, Bible, Mommy. If they see you, they want to sit down and read the Bible too. They can be 1 and 2 years old. When they see you kneel, they're going to kneel. When they see you helping other people, you know, trying to, if you, they see you hugging somebody at church, they're going to go and hug them. There was a little girl at Bible study last night. She's about 2 years old, maybe three. Her mother was hugging one of the sisters at the church. What did she do? She went right back. She came hugged the sister, and then she, the mother hugged me, and then she came hugged me. So they follow us, what they see us do. Even babies can, you know, they pay attention. Babies are brilliant. If babies can come here at birth, listen to our conversation, and then begin to speak what we're saying, that's brilliant. That is brilliant. And then some babies are born in a home where they speak 2 or 3 languages. Don't you know those babies grow up speaking 2 or 3 languages when they begin to speak and they understand all of them? Now tell me that's not brilliant. That's brilliant. So, you know, we want to make sure that we are teaching our children the ways of God, not the ways of the devil. I want to share something with you. Someone emailed me a while back, and I printed it up. It's about a 15-year-old school kid who got an A in school for this entry. It's awesome, called Totally Awesome. Since the Pledge of Allegiance and the Lord's Prayer are not allowed in most schools, public schools anymore, because the Word of God is mentioned, a kid in Arizona wrote the attached new school prayer, new Pledge of Allegiance. Now I sit me down in school where praying is against the rule. For this great nation under God finds mention of him very odd. If scripture now the class recites, it violates the Bill of Rights. And any time my head I bow become a federal matter now, our hair can be purple, orange, or green. That's no offense. It's a freedom scene. The law is specific. The law is precise. Prayers spoken aloud are in a serious vice. For praying in a public hall might offend someone with no faith at all. In silence alone, we must meditate. God's name is prohibited by the state. We're allowed to cuss and dress like freaks and pierce our noses, tongues, and cheeks. They've outlawed guns, but first the Bible, to quote the good book, makes me liable. We can elect a pregnant senior queen and the unwedded daddy our senior king. It's inappropriate to teach right from wrong. We've taught that such judgments do not belong. We can get our condoms and birth controls, study witchcraft, vampires, and totem poles. But the Ten Commandments are not allowed. No word of God must reach this crowd. It's scary here, I must confess. When chaos reigns, the school's a mess. Oh, Lord, this silent plea I make, should I be shot, my soul, please take. Amen. Now, this was written by a young man. Someone sent it to me a few months ago. And, you know, it describes our public schools. And I went to public schools here in Jacksonville in the 50s. And do you know the teachers prayed with us? They allowed us to say prayers. They allowed us to read the Bibles. It was in the school, every school in Jacksonville, every school throughout the United States, they had Bible readings and prayer. And when you went to the cafeteria, you said your blessing. You stood and everybody said the blessing together. So, you know, things have changed. So we got to pray that the devil would be cast out of our schools and God would be allowed to rule and reign in our schools again. All these things are happening. When we hear the news, so many children are being killed in the schools. So we have to, you know, come before the Lord and ask him, Lord, let school prayer come back in the schools again. Lord, let everything be done decently in order again. So let's see what Solomon tells his son in Rehoboam in Proverbs 5. Now, Solomon warns his son about taking up with a strange woman. So I'm just going to read it briefly to you. Our time is running out, and I want to give some people a little bit of time to share here. But anyway, Solomon is a wise man, and he told his son, he said, listen, don't get involved with strange women. Don't get involved because it's a trap from the enemy. So Solomon was deceived by strange women, so he knew how to warn his son not to get involved. Be careful how we live. Our bloodline can receive curses as well as blessings. What do you want passed to your children? Now let's hear what Solomon said. I'm just going to start at the beginning of chapter 5. He said, my son, attend to my wisdom and bow thine ear to my understanding, that thou mayest regard discretion and that thy lips may keep knowledge. For the lips of a strange woman drops as a honeycomb, and her mouth is smoother than oil. In other words, she may be inviting, but stay way away from her because she'll lead you on the road of destruction. Her lips, in the end, are going to be bitter. Now it may be sweet, but it's going to be bitter. And it's going to be like a two-edged wormwood. And wormwood is very, very bitter. It's an herb. Very, very bitter. And it'll be like a two-edged sword. It will cut you up, cut you down, cut you in every way. Her feet go down to death. Her steps take hold of hell. Least thou shouldest ponder the path of her life. The ways are movable that thou canst not know. So Solomon warns his son. And next week we're going to be picking up where we left off. So do you want your children to be truthful? Then you have to tell the truth. Do you want your children to be honest? You be honest. Whatever you want, do you want your children to live a morally pure life? You live a morally pure life. Do you want your children to think good thoughts? You think good thoughts. Do you want them to have the mind of Christ? You must have the mind of Christ. Do you want them to be responsible? You must be responsible. Be good examples. If you haven't been a good example, you can start today. Our children know us well. How well do you know your children? That's the question. I want to share something with you. This is an attention, attention, attention. This coming Saturday morning, we're going to have Apostle Kimberly Daniels. She's my pastor. And she's an internationally known speaker and author of several books. She's married to Apostle Ardell Daniels, and they have pastored two churches, Spoken Word International Ministries in Jacksonville at 1447 Steele on the corner of Blue, Spoken Word Ministries also in South Florida. So join us at 8 a.m., Central Standard Time, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, for a powerful experience in the Word. This Saturday, March the 17th, 2012, you can dial the same number, 1-619-789-4313. So I hope you can come on with us this Saturday. All right, so this is a time of sharing. So sharing something that God has done in your life, or a little something brief. We have a few more minutes, so if you haven't pressed 1, you can press 1 at this time if you'd like to share something. All right, you're on. Hello, caller, you're on. You can speak if you like.
Hey, Sister G, how you doing?
Hey, my daughter, how are you?
I'm doing great, blessed and highly favored.
Good to hear you, Tanisha.
Good to hear you as well. I just kind of wanted to share a brief testimony. God is just doing, great things in my life as far as transforming me, to see individuals in the eyes of Christ. We all have a past. We can't dwell on the past. We have to live for today. And what God has, you know, for us to do. We're living in a day where, you know, there are a lot of lawless men, a lot of godless men, and God is trying to raise up his generation. He's trying to, you know, get us back to the basics, back to the beginning. And it starts individually. It starts with us. You know, the future generation, they are being deceived by internet, by, you know, a lot of technology, by what they, you know, let in their eye gates, their ear gates, all that. You know, the enemy is really trying to sniff them out in more ways than one. So us as parents, we have to lift up a standard. We have to be the godly example. And God is just showing me personally, you know, Tanisha, you have a purpose. You have, you know, I predestined you before, you know, the world began. So it starts with us individually. Then it'll be a ripple effect, a domino effect. God is pouring his spirit out like never before in the land. Now we have to just reach up and grab it. You know, we can't be used if we don't allow God to use us. You know, so that's my testimony. God is just really doing some new things with me. God is really, you know, revealing a lot of revelation to me. And I'm just learning to seek him more. You know, heaven and earth shall pass away, but Jesus' word never fails. And so he's just working with me, you know, concerning my salvation and concerning answering the Great Commission. So just pray for me that I continue to grow in Christ and that God uses me mightily for building the kingdom.
Amen. Those are some powerful words. The next generation and what God's doing. Awesome. Thank you. And
awesome.
That was LaMaya is Tanisha's daughter. LaMaya is the one that played the bass a few minutes ago. So I thank God Tanisha is being used mightily by God to raise a woman of God. So I thank God for Tanisha. Thank you so much. Anybody else have something they want to share briefly? Angela, you still there?
Yes, I'm still here, and I've really been inspired by this program and its truths. And I know I'm a senior citizen, and I know that when we walk in step with God each day, that our children will follow. And I'm here to say thank you, Lord, for my children and for my grandchildren. They have always walked in God's steps, and that is something that I will always be grateful for. I'm grateful for every morning that I wake up and open my eyes, and every night when I have a good night's sleep. I have no worries. I am not anxious about anything, and I'm now feeling a peace that passes all understanding.
Amen. That's my good friend. She and I have been friends over probably 30 years from New Orleans.
Yes.
I thank God for you, Angela. You are a blessing in my life and always. Angela used to have a nursery school in New Orleans, and I used to work there in the evenings or sometimes on the during the summer. And I told a testimony a while back on the radio. I was saying that one time I went to the nursery to sub, and it was a group of three and four-year-olds. And the teacher that worked with them, she was so good. You could walk in that room and hear a cotton drop. But that particular day when I had to work with those 3 and 4-year-olds, oh, my God, I said, oh, no, I'm not coming back. You have to have a gift to work with them. So I said, Lord, I need help with this. But she had the best nursery. The children were so talented. And many of those children have become great men and women of God, and they've become great people. You know, some of them have become attorneys and all kind of great people in the city of New Orleans and other places. So I thank God for that nursery that you had.
And so do I. I thank him every day.
I know that's right.
That I feel a part in their lives, yes.
Yes, isn't that wonderful? She really played a great part in their lives. I mean, she would be at that nursery 6 in the morning till after 7 at night, and the whole family, all her children helped her so much, and her grandchildren. So I thank God for that contribution. It was a great contribution. Well, it is time for prayer. Does anybody need prayer? You can request prayer. Angela requested prayer for her family and herself. Anybody else?
Yes, I would like prayer for me and LaMaya, and just, you know, for the nation, for the children, for the senior citizens, you know, for the oppressed, for people that's in high places, you know, pretty much just the vast spectrum of just the nation, that we would turn back to God, our first love, and that God would use me and Lamaya individually as vessels to, you know, build up the kingdom of God.
Amen. All right. Anybody need prayer? Anybody else? Press 1 and make a request if you like. All right. We had at one time we had 5 callers on. We have 4 on now. So, all right. Well, anybody else? Press 1.
Carissa, this is Angela again.
Okay.
I would like for a prayer for our church. We're going through a hard time now. We are just rebuilding after Hurricane Katrina, and we're in the building, but it is not finished, and we feel like we need to make it more beautiful for God and His sanctuary. So we're praying that we can let others see Jesus through us, and that we can get a larger membership and do the things that are pleasing in God's sight.
All right. Thank you for that request. All right, 904-389, you're on live. You have a request?
Yes, ma'am. Good afternoon, Sister
hey.
G.
Hey. Is this Shirley?
Yes, this is
okay,
me.
Okay, how are you? It's my cousin Shirley.
I'm doing fine. I want to ask prayer for the Hooks family. And that, you know, Lord, keep us steadfast in His word and His will, and keep the healing that is manifested in our bodies as well.
All right.
Please, we pray for the children, for their safety, because we don't know once they leave our house. We ask God, you know, we want God to just protect them every day, because we never know. They leave out, but we don't know whether or not they're going to ever come back. But we just ask God to intervene in all our children's lives.
Amen, amen. All right. Thank God for you.
Thank you.
All right. Anybody else? Press 1 if you need prayer. Okay. Well, we're going to go before the throne of God, and we're going to lift up these prayer requests today. And I thank God for each of you. Father God, we come humbly as we know how before your throne today, Father God. And we just honor you. We honor your presence, O God. We just thank you that you are God. And there's none other like you, O God. And Father, we thank you for choosing us to be your very elect children, O God. Father, we adore you. We admire you. We love your ways, O God. For your ways are higher than ours. We love your thoughts, O God. Your thoughts are higher than ours, O God. And, Father, we just thank you for the word, the written word that you give us. We thank you for your logos word, your rhema word that you speak to us on a daily basis, O God. And, Father, we thank you that you are present with each one of us. You're an amazing God. You're in every city, in every state, all at the same time. You're throughout the world all at the same time. When it's night in one place and day in the other, you're still everywhere all at the same time. We're thanking you for being our God, our Lord, our King. You called us your sons and daughters, and we call you our God. For this day, this is the day that you have made. We are rejoicing. We are glad in it. And, Father, I'm lifting up your daughter, Angela Germany, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for this mighty woman of God. I thank you for her children, her grandchildren, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I just thank you for keeping her and her family healthy in the name of Jesus. I thank you for keeping them in safety and in peace. I thank you for her trusting in you even more, Lord God. Increase her faith in you even more, Father God. And, Father, they are rebuilding their church, and she is requesting, Father God, that it be done according to your will, your plan, that people would see Jesus in them, not in the building, but in how they live, oh, God. I thank you, Father God, because you are the one who adds to the church daily such as should be saved. So, Father, I thank you for your drawing power in each one of the members, that they would live holy, righteous lives, that they would, when they're in the marketplace, oh, God, that people would see you in them, O God, in the name of Jesus, and be drawn by your Holy Spirit, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to go to their place of worship, O God.
wherever you lead them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, whenever you lead them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, for keeping Angela and her whole family healthy in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. We casting our every care upon you because you care for us, oh God. And Father, I thank you for Tanisha and Lamaya, her daughter, living in Michigan, oh God. I thank you for the good weather you sent them. And Father, I thank you, Father God, for the talent that you put in Lamaya, oh God, a 13-year-old child who can play in the name of Jesus and as well as sing, oh God. So, Father, today I bless you and honor you for Tanisha in the name of Jesus, for her daughter Lamaya, oh God. I thank you, Father God, for drawing them closer to you, closer with each other, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you that you have given them a gift of voice and song and praise and worship unto you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for Lamaya's prayer, Father God, that she prayed for us earlier, oh God. I thank you for hearing a child's prayers, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for her sincere heart towards you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you for the senior citizens all over the world, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for seniors, is for families, mothers and fathers and sisters and brothers and grandparents and aunts and uncles, oh God. Draw us all closer to you, Father God. Let not one family member be lost in our families, oh God, but let them call upon you, the Most High God. I lift up my cousin Shirley Hooks, oh God, and the Hooks family, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you in the name of Jesus for all that you're doing on the family's behalf. I lift up their bodies before you, and I thank you that you are Jehovah Rapha, a mighty healer, that you are keeping them in the palm of your almighty hand. I thank you for your healing virtue going throughout their body, from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. I thank you that they are fully armed by you, O God, in the name of Jesus, and no weapon that is formed against them shall prosper. We bind the hand of the enemy that would try to mokoshe baka, put something in their bodies, O God. We say it's not so. In the name of Jesus, we pull it up at the root. Satan, you are destroyed. In the name of Jesus, you are under our feet. You have no weapon nor authority that can come up against the children of the Most High God. You are bound in the name of Jesus. We bind up territorial spirits in our, in all over our cities, our states. And we say you are bound in the south, the east, the west, the north. No weapon that is formed against us or our children will prosper. Father, we thank you for your healing virtue going throughout our children. We thank you that our children are in a safe place in you. They're in the palm of your almighty hand, and nobody can snatch them out. We thank you for the hedge that you keep around our children, oh God. And in case our children sin, we ask forgiveness. We ask forgiveness if we sin, Father God, and we are human and subject to sin. So we ask you to forgive us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I lift up everyone who came on, boys to men, girls to ladies today, oh God, and I'll thank you, oh God, for blessing them in safety, for blessing them with peace of mind, for blessing them with strength, oh God, giving them wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, oh God. And Father, we bless you today, oh God, because you are a great God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, for the children all over the world being blessed, being highly favored, being protected. I thank you that our children are 10 times smarter than their friends, like Daniel and his friends, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for our children being saved at an early age, oh God, coming to you, Father God, while their hearts are moldable and shapeable, oh God, while they love you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Reveal to us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, those secrets, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Keep our children, Father God, covered by the blood, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in our schools, oh God. We thank you, for God, Father God, for opening up the doors and re-entering our schools, oh God. We thank you for kicking the enemy out of our schools. We say our children will learn of you in the home. Our children will learn of you in the school. Our children will learn of you in the church house. Our children will learn of you in the neighborhood. In the name of Jesus, we bind up everything that the enemy, every plot, every plan that the enemy has against us as a family, as children, oh God.
our children. I thank you in the name of Jesus that our children shall live out all their days, every day that you've given them. They will fulfill their purpose in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we bless you today, oh God. We honor you today for families, Father God. We thank you today, Father God, that you are present with us in the name of Jesus. We thank you for always coming to be with us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you that our children will honor their fathers, their mothers, and live long upon the land in the name of Jesus. I thank you that we as parents will train up our children in the way that they should go, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you today for our faith being coming to higher levels in you and deeper depths, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that we will submit to your will on a daily basis, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for our parents ruling well over their homes, oh God, and our children being in subjection to their parents and unto you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you that our children, Father God, in the name of Jesus, are bold and courageous, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for us correcting our children in the name of Jesus so they can give us rest, so they will live long lives, oh God. I thank you for fathers and mothers having everything they need. We lift up the needy, the people that are out there, Father God, on the street, who don't have a place to lay their head, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you in the name of Jesus for finding places for them to stay that are safe, food for them to eat that's healthy, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for them being healthy and well, even though they're on the street. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for sending somebody to them to teach them about you in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we bless and honor you today for boys to men, girls to ladies. I thank you for strengthening our children and building them up in the most high faith, oh God, in the most holy faith, Father God. And so we thank you today. We bless and honor you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah to the most high God. So today I want to remind you again that this coming Saturday on Bible Storyland, we have my pastor, Apostle Kimberly Daniels, an internationally known speaker and author. She's married to Apostle Ardell Daniels. They pastor two churches, one in Jacksonville, 1447 Steele Street at the corner of Blue, and also Spoken Word Ministries in South Florida. Join us Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, for a powerful experience in the Word of God. This Saturday, March the 17th, dial the same number, 1-619-789-4313. So we look forward to hearing from you this Saturday, and we look forward to your being with us even on next Thursday. So is there anyone who wanted to share anything else before we go off? Anybody want to share? Press 1. Or if you're already on, you can just share. Okay, well, I thank God for each of you today coming on with us. We have people on from Ohio, from Michigan, from Louisiana, from Florida, Jacksonville. So I thank God for all of you being on. I look forward to hearing from you on Saturday and next Thursday. God bless you. I love each of you. Have a God-filled evening, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, a God-filled year. God loves each of you so much. So don't forget to receive his love. Don't forget to be obedient to the Most High God. And don't forget that he created us in his image. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank God for you. So I will talk to you all soon. God bless you.
And God bless you.
All right, Angela, thanks for being on.
Yeah, quite well.
Angela,
we'll be on again.
Bless you. Love you. Love y'all too. All right. That's Angela Germany from Louisiana, and Tanisha and Lamaya from Michigan, and
So I thank God for each of you. Have a blessed evening.